Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Are you spitting? I thought you were spitting that wine out.
I was trying to get my head as far away from the mic so you couldn't hear me swallowing.
I was like, Mike, get a bucket in here because she's apparently just spitting things now.
I want to mark this office as ours. No one else, just us.
You can't make me laugh too hard. We've seen that happen twice already.
She'll cough up phlegm, I'll cough up wine.
What's your excuse?
We're back.
Hello. We keep forgetting that we don't ever just start out.
Yeah.
Right from the get-go. Oh, start that. Going. Oh, okay. Oh, well. Whatever. Perfect. Great.
Cool. So we are What's Your Excuse?
Podcast.
The podcast.
No, whatever. What's Your Excuse? I know the name of our podcast. Do you?
I got a sticker on my phone that tells me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So we're What's Your Excuse?
You want stickers, bitches? We'll make more.
I am Megan.
And I will force them down your throats, Caitlin.
She will.
And other things.
Swear to God.
What's wrong with me?
So much.
That's what my therapist told me, too.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, don't have that health insurance. She was so nice, though. Oh, she always made me feel so safe. I loved her. Huh?
Is it the one that I know? Or the other one?
Diane.
No. Yeah, I don't know her.
I guess we can bleep that. I don't know. Go look up Diane. She's the sweetest lady. She's at I would 110% recommend her for all of your brain needs.
Perfect. It wasn't a sneeze. Do you ever, side note,
I have
all
in my
day.
Brain.
You've what?
What?
Okay. So all day or all like the past 2 hours, I ate a really hot pizza. And you ever get that like skin that like burns on the top of your mouth? I've got that. So that's gross.
I love that. And well, I don't love it. But then when the flap of skin starts kind of.
That's what's happening.
Come down, you can kind of play with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like playing with it though.
Oh, I do. But that's probably because I like to rip all the skin off of my body.
I do too, but not all the way.
I rip it off my lips and my thumbs.
I do my lips a lot. Lips, around my fingers, all of it.
You should see my thumbs after I get out of the shower. Like, I mean, you can tell right now how bad they are. Mm-hmm. It also hurts all the time, and then it bleeds a lot. And I'm like,
well.
This is my life now.
Well, all right.
Could you hear it in the microphone?
Yeah, my coughs are real hard right now. It's like all starting to like loosen up.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, you hate that.
Yeah, it's a fucking blast.
When I got sick a couple episodes back, right after I'd gotten back from Vegas, I started feeling poorly in Vegas. Uh-huh. That was right after I had made those coronavirus cards.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there thinking, oh, shit, I am for sure going to get this virus.
That's my biggest fear is because I make fun of them.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I guess now it's actually becoming, I don't know. Then I also saw a statistic about, like, again, the flu. And people were like,
okay,
it's the flu.
Here's the thing.
It kills lots of people every year.
I was talking to someone about this the other day, actually. They are basically calling this, it's on the same mortality rate as the Spanish flu.
Influenza.
Yes, the Spanish influenza. Because it is at, I want to say it's like don't quote me because I'm not fact checking this, but I want to say it's like between 1 and 1.5% fatality rate. The flu is at like 0.02% fatality rate.
Of the amount of people who get it?
SARS, yes. SARS had like a 2.5 mortality rate.
Sorry, that wasn't funny. I was watching an SNL sketch earlier today.
It's a really serious episode about a really serious disease. Why don't you hold your laughter back?
I was watching an SNL sketch and What's-Her-Face was posing as Elizabeth Warren, you know?
Kate McKinnon.
And then she was making fun of Fred Armisen posing as I don't even know who. But she was like, this man supports supported George W. Bush. He supported SARS. I think he plays
Bloomberg.
Yeah. I got a news update just like a few little bits ago that says Buttigieg has ended his presidential bid.
Baller.
So I saw that and I was like,
That's not bad news, if we're being honest.
So, that was kind of funny.
Give up Biden. We're done with you. So, anyways, I'm going to go back to this. So SARS had like a 2.5 mortality rate. Mm. So we are somewhere in between SARS and
the flu,
but closer to SARS, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Chris was telling me, because he literally spends like all of his, because he's one of those people that just like, well, just kind of just like us, that poops like immediately after eating.
Yeah.
So he spends a lot of time pooping.
I have to tell you something.
Okay.
My sister-in-law researched, because my sister and I both do that.
Yeah.
She researched like why, what is wrong with these people? And basically when you're a baby, like babies do that. You eat and then you shit. And your body is supposed to grow out of it.
Nope.
And ours just never did. So I leaned over whenever she told me that and I was like, so we have baby bowels. What you're here? Is that what you're telling me? And she's like,
baby bowel
disease.
Like,
can I train myself out of it? And she was like, no, you were supposed to have already done that. And I was like, oops. Well, whatever. I guess I'm just shitting after eating all the time. I don't really care.
I mean, it just pushes everything through.
Yeah, it's not that bad for me. I don't mind it.
Yeah. But he was reading the news during one of his many shits of the day.
Right.
And
how many shits a day does he take, would you say?
At least three.
Good. How many do you take?
About the same.
Good.
But sometimes more, because then it's just like little ones.
See, I think that's,
you ever just get like one little poop?
No, that doesn't really count as a poop. Oh. I would just add that, like count that as the last one.
Yeah. I mean, that's like,
because like,
yeah,
I
it's
poop
like in
like
between intermittent poops.
Four solid poops a day.
Intermittent poops, name of the episode.
Perfect. Love it. I poop like four solid poops a day. And I don't feel like that's that bad.
No, actually, I'm pretty sure it's healthy.
It is. Baby called me out on it one day.
Most of mine are not solid, which I think is bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Our phones are about to buzz.
Why?
There's an Amber Alert. I also not a doctor.
I mean, not, oh God, like, save this poor child.
Yes, please. But yeah, Long Baby called me out because he was like, I mean, I guess if it's normal for you. And I was like, okay, thank you. I don't need your judgment.
I'm just kidding. We love him.
Yeah.
But he was telling me that somewhere in Australia, sorry.
Yeah. No.
Somewhere in Australia, he was reading that essentially people are like, they're coming door to door, like picking people up if they got symptoms like Monty Python, bring out your dead. Like,
oh my God.
They're fucking putting him, I'm not dead yet.
Like,
on the fucking cart. And that's what they're doing. And he said that he read about, like, this one guy was just looking out his window and he was just seeing all these people just, like, essentially being brought out on stretchers. Or, like, I guess he lives right next to the hospital and he was watching all these people just, like, and they're burning the bodies, from what I've heard. I don't know. This is all coming from Chris. I don't know what news source he uses.
Hmm.
I think it's somewhat reliable. Anyways.
Somewhat reliable also means somewhat unreliable.
I mean, it's an actual news place.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyways, so.
I bet it's Vice. That's where he told me he found the last one.
Well, yeah. No, this one, I think he read it on like, probably CNN or something.
I mean, Vice has a news site also. Mm-hmm. Not just the show.
So does BuzzFeed.
Well, you know.
But he said that also he read about this one, I guess this guy, his mom and him were both like taken in. And then he was released because, you know, I guess he didn't actually have it, but because he was exposed, they wanted to check.
Right.
And then he hasn't like seen or heard of his mom since.
She's dead.
Yeah, probably. And they just burned her body.
Ooh.
I don't know.
God.
It's crazy.
That's
what
horrifying.
People do in
mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria.
See, that's what I'm trying to avoid here. It's
exactly.
Like, and here's the thing. As a hypochondriac, you would think that I would like really highly feed into the mass hysteria, but I'm also a very self-aware hypochondriac, so I'm able to be like, ooh, if I let myself read one article, like I am fully convinced that I will get coronavirus.
Fair.
Now, the other thing is, I did mention to someone, like, Coronavirus for me will be just like swine flu. I'll get it 5 years after its relevancy and it'll be fine. No one will care.
A good cure.
Yeah.
For that strain.
I think I made a mistake because I told my mom, I said, if I get coronavirus and I die, well, whatever, it is what it is. And she went, Megan. And I said, what? If it doesn't get me, the depression will. I'm not worried. Yeah. Something's going to get you. Something's going to kill you. So why live in fear of it all the time? I say, knowing that I once argued my doctor into believing I had shingles. Oh. It didn't work. He did not believe me. He told me I had a stress rash.
Oh.
Which,
one time,
again,
a lady at Taco Bell in the Taco Bell drive-thru cursed me, I'm pretty sure, and gave me that bad heat rash. Remember I showed you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it was. It was like she looked at me kind of weird, and she kind of touched my arm. And then after that, my entire arm was in a rash.
What did she look like?
I don't remember. She looked a little witchy. She looked like I would be friends with her. No. I don't know.
All right.
It was a Taco Bell over there in the grease pit.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure she cursed me.
So, but I do want to talk about like other mass hysterias because, well, I had a classmate who mentioned to me, hey, I listened to your podcast and I think Caitlin has a point. And I said, fuck you guys.
No.
But
as this week
progressed, I found myself being like, fuck, I think Caitlin might have a point. Because now we're going through like the presidential debates.
Yep.
And
no one's paying the fuck attention to it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, also, but then also we, as I feel like we're borderline trying to silence the amount of it, like, because everything's going, what, through Pence, I believe.
Yeah.
And I saw something that was like, we're not going to talk about it. Kind of just as China did, censoring it.
We are going
and
to
then,
bury our heads in the sand.
Yep. And pretend nothing's happening. And when half the population is dead, then we'll.
It's a stretch.
It is a lot.
Because here's the thing I keep remembering is, like I said, SARS has a higher mortality rate. And look at where we are now. SARS was scary. I don't know. Do you remember the SARS stuff? Mike, you remember it. Yeah, it was scary. Like, that's when people really started wearing those masks, which, again, do nothing.
He
Perfect.
Says he remembers
Great.
The plague. Well, he is God. So
that's good. So it was.
Mike, this is all your fault.
This is the result of me joking around saying we need a new plague. So
let's just trace it all back to Deutsch.
That's right. So, like, that was scary. Like, people thought, like, you go to the grocery store, you're getting SARS. Mm.
Yeah.
We didn't get SARS. There's nothing to be worried about. So that's kind of how I'd like to approach this, is to approach it as like, this is mass hysteria. This is not fact.
People are freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
They're blowing it out of proportion.
Let's all take a look at the effects that mass hysteria has had on communities and societies as a whole.
Exactly.
So,
but first, let's talk about how coronavirus is directly impacting your life.
That's right.
I know this is a sore subject.
I'm really upset because apparently Coca-Cola gets their artificial sweetener from China, and this might put a hold or a stop on the production of Diet Coke.
Yeah, have you stocked up yet?
I haven't. I'm poor. I can't afford to.
Someone fund my new car. Someone fund Megan's Diet Coke supply.
I am really, like, I know that I'm laughing about this, but I'm genuinely affected
by this.
She has
tears
in her
eyes.
That's
all she drinks.
Headaches. It's
all
the drink.
Have I seen you drink water? I don't think so. I mean,
I
know
I bought
occasionally,
that jug.
Yeah, you drink water. But it would be like if wine was going out
drink Diet
for me.
Cokes. Yeah, like, I have very few vices in this world, as I tell people. Mm. I have Diet Cokes. I have cigarettes. That's it as far as vices go. I can't afford any other vices.
Yeah, mine is just alcohol.
So, yeah, my vices seem less harmful other than the cigarettes. I mean, that's lungs.
I mean, that one,
but, you know.
That's your lungs.
It's
I'm
even.
Killing my liver.
It evens out. But Diet Coke.
We'll make one whole body one day.
It's affecting it.
We'll fuse.
Do you know Ryan saw that I'm a donor on my driver's license once? And he goes, who wants your parts? I said, that
just sounded like a fucking goose.
So he said, who wants your parts?
It's going to get gross.
And I said, excuse me? I said, that's rude. And he goes, well, you wear glasses, so your eyes are out of there. Mm. And I was like, people could still want them. And he goes, they don't want those parts. And then he goes,
I mean, if you're blind, like completely blind.
It's fair.
Speaking of which, do you remember that movie with Jessica Alba?
No, I know. I remember it. I never saw it.
Yeah, she got someone's eyeballs and they were like haunted.
So,
haunted eyeballs.
And then he goes, you get kidney infections all the time. No one wants your kidneys. You got a fucked up spine, so no one wants your bones. And I was like,
no, do
one's
people take
transfer
spines?
My spine? And he goes,
let me just take this spine. Shink.
He goes, you think they want your lungs?
Like taking a straw out of a wrapper.
Yeah.
Just he goes, plunking it into someone else.
It's like a fish. He goes, you think they want your lungs?
Easy.
And I was like,
my spine is
maybe.
Hurting so bad now.
I said, maybe. And he goes, they don't. You smoke a pack a day. And I was like, oh, well. And he goes, and they don't want your heart. And I was like,
why does smoking?
Smoking affects your heart. Yeah, it affects everything negatively.
I've only ever smoked a cigarette once, and it was like two hits, and it was just very recently. And it was...
How dare you?
I know.
Was I not there?
No, I was spending the night with... I was spending the night with... Bleep this name.
Dare you. Who?
Also bleep that. You know,
fuckboy. Yes, yes.
You can leave fuckboy in. And he,
yes, he
was like,
that's right. You did tell me about this.
Yeah, he's going out
recall.
To smoke. And I thought we were going to smoke
weed yes.
because that's kind of what like was happening uh-huh. before. So then I was just like, and then he had a cigarette and he was like, here you go. And I was like, oh shit. Like it's already in my hand.
And then you're like, I can't look uncool.
Yeah. So I gave into the
you're
peer pressure.
A middle school PSA.
I jumped
right
off of
now.
A bridge just because of everyone else.
You are a middle school PSA right now. Hey, Caitlin, you want to try this cigarette?
Except for I was 25.
I guess I should.
And I did. I took a little puff and I was like,
it's not.
And then
enjoyable.
I like did another one and I was like, here you go. And then he tried to hand it back and I was like,
why did you do it again?
Well, because I
you
want thought,
to give it a fair shake.
Well, then I was like, I feel like most of the time people don't just take one puff before they hit it back or give it back. And like if it's a joint, sure.
So let's talk about this mass hysteria. So it's affecting Diet Coke, which is really bothering me because like I said, if it's just mass hysteria, then my life is being affected for nothing.
Remember when Bluebell got shut down?
Yes.
That was terrible.
But yes.
That was also like actual listeria, which could kill people, and it was in the production.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, but that was terrible for us Texans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although I will say H-E-B's Creamy Creations are like on par.
Yeah.
I got their Java chip
on
at home.
I'm not spending $8 on a gallon of Bluebell. Get fucked.
I'm like, H-E-B for life.
Yeah. If I'm going to spend that much money, I'm buying Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get fucked.
Go, like, monkey.
Because I'm not
going to
eat a fucking gallon of anything. I'll eat a pint. And I'll get Ben and Jerry's, and I will feel just as good.
Yeah.
Or just as bad, because
I
will have
say, I will
cramps.
Eat a gallon.
I will have cramps, and I will shit for days because of my lactose intolerance. I'll end up in the hospital because of my stomach being full of shit and farts.
Shit and farts in your stomach. I was going to say, I would eat a whole gallon, but because he's the same.
Yeah. Full of shit and farts.
But I've been working on the same gallon of, or I think it's a half gallon. It's not even a full gallon. Half gallon for like at least a month. It's it's freezer burn.
Yeah, throw it out, bro. Yeah. All right.
I like to have it just in case.
So these are five strange cases of mass hysteria.
Woohoo!
The first one is probably
Let's
one I would really hope all of you know. It's the Salem witch trials.
Yeah.
It began when two young girls of the small town of Salem Village began to experience seizures that were not explained by contemporary medical science. After their seizures, they proclaimed that they were being assaulted by supernatural entities conjured up by local women.
Okay, wait.
So because they couldn't explain what was going on, it's similar to what I thought when Mara started having seizures the first time.
Possessed.
I thought he was possessed, right. So he wasn't possessed. He is a medical condition. But that led
Mara's her
to,
dog.
Right. That led to more than 20 people being executed and more than 100 were jailed before common sense was restored.
Common sense.
Yeah. Before people were like, maybe it's like, just an issue with their medical well-being.
Apparently I just really like Monty Python because then I immediately think of, she turned me into a newt.
Yeah.
A newt.
Does she float?
Yeah. Better.
That's the best.
That's my favorite. But wait, I want to talk about the origin of why witches ride brooms.
Okay.
So I learned this from Two Girls, One Ghost podcast.
Good.
One of my personal favorite podcasts in the world. Right. I mean, I was a Patreon donor for them for forever until yeah. I was like, guys, I'm so broke. And it is really sad whenever they list their Patreon donors. Because I was in the one where there was like only five. Because mm-hmm. I was like one of their top level donors. And it makes me so sad to not hear my name anymore.
Yeah.
But I do have my fun handwritten letter from them. Anyways. So apparently, I guess it was associated with just, witches were associated with like their kind of psychedelic trips, I right. suppose. And one of the ways that they would get high is it like one of the best ways to get like high fast was uh-huh. through like an orifice and maybe something that wasn't quite good enough like for the mouth. So they would put it on the end of broomsticks and put it in their vaginas. Yep. So then they would get high. They would like fly.
Hang on.
Quite literally. And that's why
I'm thinking of the bristles of brooms. When you put it on the end of broomsticks and you made the sound of I was like, how are they fitting that in their vaginas?
They shove a whole broom up there.
They really are witches, is what that means.
No. Like the little, you know, the little knobby part.
Right, the handle.
Yeah, they dip that in some, I don't know, acid, and they shove it right up.
Perfect.
For all you that can't see, I'm jerking off a
broom.
Wonderful. Yeah. And then beautiful. They get high. And I thought that was one of the most interesting facts I'd ever learned in my entire life. And I hope to God it was true. Otherwise, Corinne from Two Girls, One Ghost podcast, you're wrong. But anyways, you're my favorite and I totally support you in everything that you do. This one is... I don't even know about
this. I'm really sorry, you guys.
Don't be. You have strep. Fuck y'all. Listen to all her right. coughs. I'm just joking. Sorry. Anyways, this one is the miracle of the sun. Apparently, it happened in 1917. And I guess this one is kind of, people don't really believe its authenticity. But they've concluded that this was indeed a case of mass hysteria. And for that reason, it's presented here on right. this list that we have. But in May of 1917, the environs of Fatima, Portugal, mm-hmm. Three young children claimed to have received an apparition by the Virgin Mary. Ooh, fun. But there would be several subsequent supernatural visitations before a complex and hotly debated incident that took place on October 13th, 1917. But she apparently had told the children that on that day she would appear to them for the last time and would create a miracle. So astounding that everyone would believe the like realness of her right. appearances. And what occurred, like, they're still, like, they don't know. But anyways, crowds of thousands gathered to, like, witness this promised miracle.
Yeah.
Also, like, these kids could have just been, like, dicking liars. Around. Yeah. yeah. I mean, like, kids I wouldn't believe lie. The kid. Yeah. I went around knocking on doors telling people I was homeless to get cereal.
I fucking
hate
love
me.
It.
Oh, okay.
No, I love that one.
I stood on great. A street corner and then I like knocked on someone who like I hung out with her kid all the time, so she very clearly knew me. But I like knocked on her door and I was like, "Hi, I don't have a home. Can I have some cereal?" My mom must have hated me.
That was your go-to. Homeless people, they just need cereal.
I wanted cereal. I guess my mom perfect. Didn't have the cereal. Oh wait, hold on. We haven't figured out what the miracle is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But anyways, it rained all day until the sun broke through the clouds, and many of the witnesses said that the sun's light appeared abnormal, and the sun changed colors and spun around in the sky, and a Portuguese newspaper reported that the sun trembled, made sudden incredible movements outside all natural laws, and the sun danced. And then others said that the sun appeared to drop out of the sky and hurtle towards the earth. Why would you not shit your pants in that instance? That's fucking terrifying.
I don't, like...
I don't get it. I don't know. But lots of people claim that they saw this. And then many of the other people said that they only saw some of the unnatural events and some claimed.
Okay, shut the fuck up because y'all are just mad that you didn't see it. Exactly. And now you're like, I mean, I saw a little bit.
Yeah.
I swear. Like,
I wasn't fuck you. As high as everyone else.
Yeah.
But then some were like, I didn't fucking see anything. There was nothing yeah. the fuck happened except for it stopped raining and the sunshine came through the clouds.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that happened.
So, can we talk? Do you remember?
Ooh, it can cause temporary eye abnormalities caused by looking directly at the sun.
Yeah.
And so that's what fucking idiots.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They all looked straight into the sun. And apparently if you, yeah, because like if you even like just barely look at the sun, that shit's burned on your corneas, right? Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
And when you close your eyeballs, I still see the sun. I still see the light of your iPhone reflecting in your glasses when I close my eyes.
So the next one, I just winked for some reason.
I liked it.
So I'm really bad at winks. It's like Lucille Bluth.
I just blinked both eyes.
On Arrested Development.
I haven't heard that.
So,
seen it.
The Halifax Slasher of 1938.
Slasher.
A more personal case of mass hysteria began in Halifax, England, a town in West Yorkshire. It began in November of 1938. The police, there were reports made.
Did you know that the color of your phlegm apparently doesn't matter? Long Baby told me that. I tried to tell him one day that I was coughing up a shit ton of brown stuff and brown boogers and were coming out of my nose. And he goes, oh yeah, the color of your phlegm doesn't matter.
I don't believe him sometimes.
Me neither. He Facebooks during visits.
That's true.
Just kidding. He's still the best doctor. Please go support
No,
him.
I love him. But sometimes I don't believe him. So reports are made to the police regarding a man attacking people, mostly women, with a mallet or a knife. The number of alleged attacks grew to a size unmanageable by the local law authorities, and Scotland Yard was called in to help the Halifax police. Now here's where the hysteria comes in. The police soon became suspicious of what looked like self-inflicted wounds on the victims. Didn't take long for several of those claiming to have been attacked to admit they had indeed faked their encounters with the phantom perpetrator.
What were they trying to get?
The theory,
just publicity?
The theory that a half-crazed, wild-eyed man has been wandering around, this is from a local newspaper, has been wandering around attacking helpless women in dark streets is exploded. There never was, nor is there likely to be, any real danger to the general public. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
The authorities concluded that all of the alleged victims had made up their claims in all a bid to garner attention and pity. Although many of them may have believed they had been attacked.
Like that, so they're some of essentially them, their lie went so deep that they believed it themselves.
Yeah. So like that'll happen. I was literally listening to a podcast called Something Was Wrong. And it is a disease that it's a mental health issue that people have where like you tell this lie, but you don't realize it's a lie.
Yeah.
You have made this up in your mind, but you don't realize
that
you've made
it up. There's some like little white lies I told as a kid that definitely got to the point of where I was like, did that happen? I don't
know.
But then there's some shit that like actually did happen now that in my mind, yeah. I'm like, did I make that up? But also I know like that's probably just my brain trying to actually like comprehend what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
This one's fun. There's also like, okay, so kind of going hand in hand with this, do you remember, well, did you watch Kingsman, the second one?
No, I didn't watch either of them.
Why? They're so good.
Because I'm the fucking devil.
No, but they're so good, you should watch them.
He looks so serious about it. No.
Well, you're not.
Well, thank
but
you.
Also, they're fantastic movies. Apparently, okay. Some people don't like them. They're a little raunchy. But also, oh my God, the suits in there.
You know
are just
how I hate
beautiful.
Raunch.
The suits are amazing. And then I personally, my personal opinion, some of that camera work and then the stuff that they added in with some special effects was amazing. It just was so cinematically pleasing. A lot of the fight scenes that I was just like, this is art.
You know what movie I like? And it's not related to this at all. Pan's Labyrinth.
That is one of
it is a heartbreaking film.
It is so beautiful.
Wonderfully done.
Exactly. It was one of my favorites.
I still
and also
like,
one of the only things that gave me actual night.
Go ahead.
Wait.
Keep talking.
Yeah, actual nightmares because of this guy. Is that what you're drawing?
Yeah.
On your hands?
Yep.
Yeah. The like nothing has scared me. I watch horror movies to fall asleep every single day. But that thing with the fucking hands over his eyes is the scariest motherfucking thing. Still haunts me to this day. If
I
saw that,
I like to do this to Ryan sometimes.
It's so
and
scary.
See what he does. It's not scary whenever it's just your girlfriend doing this.
No, but I mean, like, if you ever saw anyone that was like with their fucking hands, like,
you mean speaking Spanish?
Speaking Spanish. No. But did that thing ever actually speak?
It did. Mentally,
and, like telepathically.
Yeah. So go on.
Anyways, at the end of Kingsman, the second one.
Oh, you're just going to spoil it for me.
Okay. Well, part of it is like this drug, but it induces this like hysterical dancing, which then eventually leads to your death. It's one of the like steps of it.
Okay.
But there's actually been mass hysteria of people dancing. Like that's actually based on an event.
Right.
This one is the Tanzania laughter epidemic of 1962. And in late January, so your birthday of 1962. Happy birthday, Megan.
Thank you.
An all-girls school in Kashasha.
I like to laugh.
Kashasha. Tanzania. Okay. Three girls began to laugh uncontrollably. They didn't stop. Oh, I got a personal anecdote for this. They didn't stop even when disciplined by their teachers. Bizarrely, the laughter spread until more than 90 students were laughing for no apparent reason. And the laughing fits allegedly lasted anywhere from a few hours to more than 15 days. And they tried to find a cause. Officials tried to find a cause, but they couldn't find anything. And the epidemic actually led to the closure of schools because the laughing spread to other villages nearby.
I think I just found the cause.
And its cause remains unknown. The laughter episodes continued on and off for about 1 year and then mysteriously ceased. But so as a kid, I would often like just laugh and I wouldn't be able to stop. And then I would tell my mom that the only thing that would make it stop was if she bought me ice cream.
I hate you.
But then
that's
also
so
like
good.
But also like it wasn't really that. Like also I just was laughing and I couldn't stop. And it was just like something was the funniest fucking shit that has ever happened. I would laugh for hours before she finally gave in. And also but also I was not going for that. It just was I actually was laughing.
Oh my
I remember
God.
One time in particular, I swear, it lasted for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Just, and I wasn't, like, obviously, I was like 9. I wasn't fucking like drunk or anything. Like, when I'm drunk, sure. I also will laugh at anything that ever always happens.
Yeah.
But, like, at that point in my life, I was like 9. I just was laughing for like 3 hours straight.
Right.
And then ice cream healed it.
Perfect.
We love ice cream in this podcast.
So this
even
one.
Even though it makes us poop.
Yeah, it hurts me. So this one is the last one, but yeah, I was going to say that. Should text him.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
I said, oop, I'm going to be late.
So this is the last one, but there is another one that I want you to talk about after this. So it is simply labeled Sri Lanka 2012.
I turned my mouth up that time so you didn't think I was spitting.
A more recent example of mass hysteria also involved schools.
Mm.
In mid-November of 2012, strange flu-like symptoms struck a school in the country of Sri Lanka. In addition to intestinal problems and fits of coughing, some children and a handful of teachers experienced rashes and headaches. In the small town of Gampola alone, more than 1,000 people were admitted to local hospitals. The area experienced widespread panic.
It was rashes
mysterious,
and what else? I'm sorry.
Rashes, intestinal problems, fits of coughing.
Okay.
And headaches.
And headaches, okay.
So the air experienced widespread panic as the mysterious illness seemed to spread to other schools and centers of population. No medical cause could be found, and the illness vanished as quickly as it had appeared. Not finding any other explanation, medical professionals concluded that those afflicted had been the victims of some type of mass hysteria strong enough to produce observable physical symptoms.
Oh, shit.
That's the other thing is that happens. Those are things that happen. Is that you can, like, lose your shit enough. Or, like, it's like sympathy pains with pregnant women.
Okay, yeah.
So there are numerous other examples of mass hysteria featuring everything from the dubious 1789 series of attacks in London by a man with knives on his knees.
It has to be pleasant for everyone to hear. I'm sure all this is going to cut out.
Knives on your knees. So to the 1983 multiple episodes of Palestinian girls and young women suddenly losing consciousness for no discernible reason. So it seems what the last paragraph of this says is the final analysis of these episodes seems to reinforce the medical belief that the mind is a complex and powerful thing that can be affected by outside forces, both real and imagined.
That's insane.
Here's
like
that
it can actually.
Sorry, I was rubbing my nose.
Oh, I don't care.
Go on.
But can like produce physical. I wonder if that's what happened to me at Taco Bell. Just kidding. I didn't think anything of it until I was driving home and my entire arm yeah. was in a giant rash.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's crazy. How does it, the mind is scary. The yeah. brain is scary. It yeah. knows so much. It does so much. How does that happen? Brains are bad. Get so, rid of them.
Well, you know, I wouldn't go that far.
Just kidding. They help us function. That makes me think of this movie, Perfection, which is supposed to also be, I just apparently, let's make this a movie podcast. In which I talk about movies. But, and this girl was like fucking with this other girl and drugged her mm-hmm. to the point where like she's got really sick.
Yeah.
And she believed like that she was catching this virus that was going around. Oh, Perfection. Around.
Is that the one with
what's her face?
Williams.
From Get Out.
Allison Williams. Yes.
Is she in Get Out?
Yes.
Then yes.
Brian Williams' daughter.
Yeah.
She's also in Girls.
Yeah.
British man eats her asshole out. And Brian Williams watched the episode
That's
with her at the
That's
also kind
premiere. Of in Kingsman.
All right.
No. But anyways, full circle.
Yeah.
But so yes, she's like drugged to the point
yeah,
where
I even watched that movie.
Because they're like cello players. They're yeah. world renowned cello mm-hmm. players. And they were like so fucked up as kids. Anyway, she drugs her to the point and it ends up being kind of wholesome.
Yeah.
Not really, but better. But she like saw she believed that she was getting this disease.
Yeah.
And what it was actually a hallucinogenic drug. Mm-hmm. And she believed something was like crawling up her arm, like the bugs were coming out of her skin.
Yeah.
So she chops her own hand off.
Yeah.
And then the other girl's like, doses.
Yeah.
Leaves her stranded.
Yeah.
Anyways, but that's kind of what like, I mean, that was obviously a hallucination. I tried to combine hallucinogenic uh-huh. and hallucination. Didn't work.
Hallucinogenic. You just said hallucinogenic again.
I can't do it. But kind of, I mean, that's kind of what it makes me think of.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very strange. Also, it happened to be in a bus in the middle of nowhere. Uh-huh. So, oh, yeah, the Dancing Plague. Yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
Exactly.
Yep.
1518. So the Dancing Plague of 1518 was a case of dancing mania that occurred in Strasbourg, Alsace in the Alsace. In the Holy Roman Empire of July 1518, around 400 people took to dancing for days without rest. And over the period of about 1 month, some of those affected collapsed or even died of heart attack, stroke, or exhaustion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it might have happened again, too. So this was in France. But yes,
yeah.
like they just uncontrollably were dancing until they died. And mm-hmm. that was the last step of the drug in Kingsman that
yeah.
Made them die. Like they would just, it was like manic. But then it was like just straight up dancing and then they would die. And then, of course, Eggsy comes in and saves the day. You should really watch Kingsman.
Well, why? You just told me all about it.
I told you about the second one. You don't know about the first.
Oh, well.
Also, if you watch it, nothing else for that orange velvet suit. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. It's perfect. Anyways, I believe that wraps us up for today.
Yeah, it sure does. So, moral of the story.
Don't believe anything you hear.
Oh. Just calm down. Wash your hands. I hate to sound like the CDC and Mike Pence.
I read something
but like,
today.
Stop freaking the fuck out and start keep producing Diet Coke.
Keep producing
That's
Diet
really
Coke
what this comes down to.
H-E-B I don't, Creamy Creations.
Yeah, I don't care who gets the coronavirus. I just want my Diet Coke. I don't care if I get the fucking coronavirus from drinking
Still
Diet Coke.
Still give me Diet Coke.
As long as I get it on my deathbed, I'm good.
There we go. We're happy. I read something today that was like, maybe also consider washing your hands every other time.
Right? When,
like,
there's, not
when there's not
a giant
a mass
virus.
Yeah.
Like, just
wash your fucking hands.
Maybe don't be an animal.
Every time that I see someone like walk out of the bathroom with me and they don't wash their hands, I'm like, I don't care if I just change in a bathroom, I will still wash my hands. A, because I don't want people to think that. But then also, like, I just touched a fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, wash your goddamn hands, people.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking hard.
Can I tell you?
Also, it's kind of satisfying until your skin dries and cracks and falls off.
I think it was, I was at True Love one night with a friend of mine, and we were in the bathroom, and we had both peed and washed our hands. The lady after us peed and walked out and did not wash her hands, and my friend literally goes, oh, okay, you're not going to wash your hands?
Was that not me?
Was it?
I think it was.
I couldn't remember because I thought it was my friend Naomi because she straight up called the girl gross.
I feel like that maybe
you've
but
both
also
done
it has happened to us. And then remember that one time when we delivered a water to the girl that was puking her brains
no,
out?
No, we did not deliver shit to that girl. I said, good luck. I can't listen to this anymore. Yeah, and then you brought her water.
I brought her water, and it was in the curtain stall. And so she just was sitting on the fucking toilet. She opens it. It's like everything was out. And I was like, here you go.
Yeah. I've done it before where I've like helped take care of a drunk girl, and I will. Yeah. I just can't listen to people vomit.
Can't, well, no, because it automatically makes you want to vomit.
Yes. And then I smell it. No, I'm good.
Anyways.
I'm so sorry. Your friend, you should have better friends. That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
Not
because,
you.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
the girl
vomiting.
Like, you,
yeah,
your
you
friends
should have people
should stop
that should
being
take
shitty.
Care of you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
if it was
like you,
you
would.
Obviously. Clearly. Yeah.
You
would
hold
be like,
my hair back that doesn't exist.
Yes. Absolutely. I would drive you home. I would pick you up. I would take you home.
And which you
I
have
nurse
done
you back to health.
Since my car has been broken.
Yes. I don't mind.
Best friends. Best yes. friend award.
Obviously.
And Tink. Malin. Malin yes. has also driven Tink. Me pointless places.
Perfect timing.
And Chris has given me his car for today, and I haven't picked him
very
up yet.
Very nice. And you're He'll late
forgive
to pick
us.
Him up from work.
Oh, well.
So time's up.
Anyways, Rogue Media Network. They're the best ever.
Yes.
And they make us sound amazing.
Yep.
So much better.
Make sure to check out some of their other shows. Oh my God. Yes. So make sure and check out some of their other shows.
Lots of good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you can find us on Instagram.
At What's Your Excuse Podcast.
No spaces.
Or anything.
That's right.
You can also find us on Facebook with spaces and apostrophes because
we're not animals.
That's right. And you can also email us at whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com to send us anything that you've ever been afraid of catching in your life and or just literally what you ate for breakfast. I don't care at this point.
Let me know if the coronavirus effects on Diet Coke is really hurting your day to day.
Yeah, if you relate.
Yeah.
And then if you drink a lot of wine like me, let's be friends.
Yep.
Just kidding. No new friends.
So, and then you can listen to us on Spotify
and Google
and Apple
and also Stitcher.
And please rate, review, and
subscribe.
That's it.
And only 5 stars. Oh,
yes, obviously.
But also the 1 stars too. Whatever you want to do, just actually listen to us and leave a review because all publicity is good publicity.
True.
You want to hate on us? We'll smear your name and...
We'll do it right back. So enjoy that.
That's right. And so have fun.
Also, go sign up to be a patron on Patreon.
At What's Your Excuse Pod? It's patreon.com/whatsyourexcuse/whatsyourexcusepodcast.
Yeah. Who uses backslashes?
Well, sometimes it's involved. I don't know. All right.
That's it, guys.
Anyways, I don't know what's happening. See you later, alligator.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
My ears hurt.
What's your excuse? Just calm down, wash your hands. I like to laugh.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.